2:53 a.m. Monday, 5/19/2014. Returning a phone call. Still here. I think that's his name. Mr. Appear, I'm sorry I missed your call. I was up at the chiropractor's getting adjusted and manipulated because of my car accident. But in any case, what did you find out?
Found the call that you made.
I thought that there was...
About 1:36 in the morning.
Oh, the one that was missing that we had trouble finding.
Yes, indeed. Oh. When I first started looking for it, you had mentioned that it was shortly after midnight.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
So I couldn't find anything on my initial search.
Excellent. So you went 3 for 3. Actually, you went 3 for 2 because you only had 2 on your computer-aided dispatching CAD, and you actually found 3 out of 2, which is 150%.
I wish my investments would return like 150%.
Hey, they will in time. I just hope that we're alive. So in any case, you got the one for way back, and I guess the 2 that the computer snatched, and then the one that it didn't snatch.
Well, the one that I was looking for was the one that you'd asked for December 26th, shortly after midnight. Found that at 1:36 in the morning.
Right.
It came in on 911.
Yeah.
There was audio in there about you tried on the admin line.
Yeah.
I couldn't find that one.
Now, on that one, what you're going to find, if you do find it, and I think you will find it, is 1 minute or 2 minutes before, maybe 3 minutes before, it'll just go ring, 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 ring. And you know, and here's why I think that's what you'll find. Because normally when you get it, it'll go ring, 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 and then parties A, B, and C will talk back and forth. But this one will just go ring, 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 ring. Because there was no pickup, but it will actually have recorded it, I believe. I'm not positive of that, but I think that it will.
I'm not showing what I also did to help research this.
Mm-hmm.
I looked into our database. I have, this is probably more information than you need, but I have 2 ways of looking these up. One
mm-hmm.
is to look directly within our recorder system for
mm-hmm.
the individual calls.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is the database that we have. And so I asked, because I couldn't find it in the actual recorder system, I asked my assistant to go within the database.
And actually start listening to them, just listen.
You know,
yeah.
What we do is we search by your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first call that I'm showing coming into our system was 1:36 in the morning, and you advised the operator about the shots fired call and stuff like that.
Good going.
So I have I've pulled that audio.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a kind of a new process here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure when the last time you got a public record, but
mm-hmm.
we have a new process where Mr. Tom Trulson within our planning and research area is the person that actually facilitates the complete release of these records.
Now, is he some sworn officer, or is he a public safety aide, or what?
No, he's a civilian member of our planning and research section.
Okay, I'm not great with names, but I'll try to remember. He's Tom Trulson.
Trulson,
T-R-U-L-S-O-N. Okay. I'll remember that it rhymes with true, and that y'all have been rather true and honest with respect to the Chapter 119 public record.
We sure try.
Right, yeah. Okay,
sure
so...
try.
Now listen, what happens is, if I can remember, and I'm making accounting to make a long story short and, you know, to not slow things down, there was some record way back on November or whenever, I don't remember, it was like a few months ago, then there was the December 26th one, and then there was the one that was somewhere in February 1st, and those were 3 calls, and there was the audio, and so I wanted to go ahead and get the audio for them and the dates, and then... I'm going to see if public records has anything on them, like, I don't know, or a report or a call to service, just so I can see what happened. I'm just curious to see what happened. Now, what was it that happened that prevented you from finding it the first time around? It was not logged in as a number?
In our system, the 911 calls that come in should be logged as a 911 call.
Yeah.
It's a little symbol that's supposed to appear on there.
Uh-huh.
And I was not getting that symbol. Our technicians to look at the calls there, obviously, because I was
there. Yeah. Now, what happens is that whenever I call in on 911, it's supposed to is supposed to lock that, is supposed to tag it with my number, my phone number.
Yes, and I couldn't find it through that either in the recorder system. It was logged or tagged with your number in our database, and so that's how we were able to...
Oh, there's still no... What are the difference... No, you're just not too much information. You're doing a good job. What is the difference between the two databases again?
One is a actual collection of the audio recordings. It's the software, the system that we use to pull up the recordings when somebody asks for a copy of a call or radio or whatever. The two different softwares. The other one is a database that records the pertinent information for the phone call.
Like the phone number? Now, how do both of those databases get the numbers? Do they use a caller ID or does someone type them in?
They should use the caller ID. And so that's why we were able to find your call on the 26th at 1:36 in the morning, because the system recorded the phone number from which it came.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. Caller ID works. I'm a dumb redneck, and I have caller IDs. There was a time in the past that I made a public records request, and I simply said, look, you have caller ID, and your attorney was telling me that it was going to cost $2,000, and in all honesty, I did not narrow it down right down to the second, but I gave him a small time frame of maybe an hour or two, just like I did you, and they just outright didn't want to find it, and I suspect it was because if they found it, they knew that the audio would have a dispatcher telling me to call at some place, and then later when I did what she said, I got in huge trouble, and there was a large amount of heat and stink over me following the order to the dispatcher, and it was just a simple phone call to one of your departments, it don't matter which one, but now on the other hand, they could have just been lazy or something like that, and the software was different. All honesty, the software was different back then, Bill, but they did have caller ID, and they...
upgraded our software, our logger software, back in May of last year.
Right, but now, in all honesty, y'all have always had caller ID to where all I would have to do is just give y'all the phone number or something like that there, and just, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Oh, that's what I thought. And in any case, though, someone back in the day didn't have a liking to Chapter 119, and said that I had to get it right down to the nanosecond and tell them who the operator was and what comm panel it was on. And I didn't know what a comm panel was. I think that they were just not wanting to release the records. That's what I think. In any event, yeah.
Yeah, who knows? Back in the day,
right.
Certainly.
Yeah. Well, the sad part of this is there's a very heavy chance that some or all of the individuals involved may still be with y'all. But in any event, though, teams of lawyers from other planets, the Klingons have been called for backup, and they just may look into it. But in any case, though, how much and how soon and what's the process for getting the records that I requested?
The record that I have is the phone call from December 26th.
Well, you're working hard. I want to make your pay raise, your bonus, and your commission. I want to get all three of those things.
Certainly not necessary. It just comes with the territory, but I appreciate the thought.
Oh, no, no. Actually, I want to get it. Actually, I want to get it for my curiosity as well.
I have forwarded to Mr. Trulson the audio that I was able to find
okay.
for that call on December 26th.
Oh, you did an excellent job.
And I sent him a note that once I had a chance to talk to you, waiting for your return call, that I would then let Mr. Trulson know that he could facilitate the release of this record, whatever he's got to do, since he's the one that's the...
Right, right. He's a specialist in that area. Sure.
Right, exactly.
Y'all use a tag team system, and you tag team.
So, well, it is a bunch of teamwork. So I will have him contact you to further...
Now, the other ones were not important, but in all honesty, I don't remember what happened, and I'm just curious, and it'll only be a few dollars more, and as long as I'm down there, I'm going to go all the trouble, not just for y'all, but also for me. Everyone's important there, as long as I don't go excessive and make 1,000 requests and then go deep into credit card debt and crazy things like that, I think... would it be all right? It wouldn't be too much trouble to get the other two audio records.
Well, keep in mind that we only have audio back for 180 days now.
Oh, now, are some of these... wait a second. Is that one way back in November a little bit beyond the 180 days?
I'd have to count. I didn't do a count.
Okay, now, one of them was up around February, so...
Right.
So two of them...
Last year, so that one's going to be gone.
No. That's February... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. February was just a few months ago, right?
I'm sorry, February this year? No, that would still be here.
Yeah. Okay. So do you have the dates? Can you forward him the three dates? The two that the one system flagged and the other one that you were able to.
I looked for the one on the 26th. That's the only one that I looked for. I will get with Mr. Trulson and have him look for the others.
Sure.
But I don't. I'm looking at my notes here from when you called me last week, and I did not. I don't see where I wrote down any other dates.
Well, hold on. I'm going to pull it up in my memory. It's either 11. I think it's 11/21. Actually, I lost my notes, so don't feel bad. And my memory is not the greatest, but I did somehow or another remember. One of them was on 11/21, and one was on February. That was 11/21 of 13, and one was on February 1st of 14.
Okay.
So those are your. That should. But you could, if you, even though you lost the, you misplaced the dates, just the same as I did. Just one of them things, I guess. You could probably have just typed my number into the system and pulled up the two that you were able to pull up the last time. It would have been no trouble, right?
We will certainly search for your number for those two dates and see what we have. But I'll give that to Mr. Trulson.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the audio that I've got here.
Okay.
And we'll see what we can do to wrap this all up for you.
Oh, okay. Now, let me see. Just one dumb question. I think you told me, but I can't remember. When you were finding that last one, you had trouble. Did you just type in my phone number and the one of the two systems was able to flag my number, or did you actually have to?
That's it.
Oh, in other words, you didn't have to sit there and listen to 3 hours of audio and just whoops, next one.
I did listen to 1 hour of audio. Next one.
In other words, you did that because you for some reason just didn't think to. I checked the other database.
No, sir. My point of contact, my assistant who has access to that database, was not here at that time.
Oh no. Okay. Don't feel bad. Computers are one of them things that are frustrations for us mere mortals. So you did the best that you could.
She's the one that has contact and the skill in that area.
Oh no, I'm not gonna make fun of y'all guys at all. You actually, whether even though you had some difficulties, number one, y'all tried. That's the most important thing, your integrity. But just as important on my end, or actually more important for me, even though it's not the most important thing, is the fact that y'all actually made the save and made the large three pointer that went cross court and sunk and had nothing but net.
Certainly wanted to try to facilitate your request.
Right.
And respond as quickly as I could.
Sure.
I went through the audio, but I was not finding anything during that time frame. Then we went to the other system, and that was when she was back at work today.
You know, I don't want to tell y'all how to do y'all's job because probably y'all are doing good. But if you do get spare time, maybe you could get her to show you that system, and you could show her this one. This reminds me of when I was at McDonald's, and I showed this. This employee something in front of the manager and said, y'all do take this coupon. It was a buy one, get one. And I was thinking that the employee was new or something, and the manager would show it, but it was the other way around. The manager, he was smart. He was doing a good job and trying hard, but I think he was new, and he didn't know about it, and the employee showed him something, and it didn't mean he was dumb or anything. It just meant he didn't know that one particular skill thing. So there's some that always happens where there's a skill you don't know, so... I'm not at all going to make fun of y'all guys, lest my friends from other planets make fun of us Earthlings, you see. So if you're Trekkie, then you'll get that. If not, that was just a dumb joke meant to lighten it up. But now, as far as how much that I owe and how when I come in and what I do, I don't do anything until I get a word back from Paul Trulson as far as that goes, right?
Tom Trulson.
Okay.
Yes, you let him. See what he can do to find these two other calls.
Sure.
And then he can get back with you to coordinate the process.
Right. Now, do you have any idea about the approximate price range? What I should say?
Sir, I have no idea.
Okay.
Some of the stuff is so minuscule that they don't even worry about it.
I really appreciate that. Yeah, y'all guys are, for the most part, good neighbors. Well, listen, do you think that he'll probably be able to call me back today or tomorrow or something?
I'm going to ask him to call you back today. I'm not sure what his schedule is or what
right.
his work
is. Listen, to make it easy, this is the right number to call me on because it's not the prepaid, but when I was out and about, the prepaid was a backup. You did have both of my phone numbers written down someplace just as a backup, the 409-2109 cell number, right?
Yes, I do have a cell.
Okay, good going. And so, let me see. I think that wrapped up my question. I was just gonna be on that side of town and maybe get something or another. But anyhow, it happened is the just to make sure that I'm making my request easy to understand. Whenever y'all get together and put this stuff together, I want you, if it would be no trouble, to go ahead and get all three dates and whatever audio that you can get, and the stuff that you can't get, just find out what you can. Maybe it'll just be a note that there was something on that date, but the audio disappeared or evaporated, but in all likelihood, I think that y'all can get it, because I think I slipped in under the wire on that one, because I think it's almost 180 days, but not quite.
Well, that's why timeliness is of importance here, because...
Has it always been 180 days, or has it been 1 year in the past?
It has been 1 year in the past.
That's what I thought.
I'm going to say about May of last year, we reduced that to 180.
Because the database was getting overloaded with stuff. Yeah, the request, I feel kind of bad, because the one request that I made that was a $2,000 phone call or the $64,000 question or whatever that that was not honored, that one was about 8 months after the fact, and I was feeling bad about that. But in any case, I was able to slip in under the wire, and so I'm very thankful that you were honest enough to tell me about the time constraints back then. And my gut feeling guided me and told me to slip in under a year, and I did. And so.
And I want you to know that when we changed it from 1 year to 180 days,
mm-hmm.
public records law requires us to keep these for 30 days.
Oh, y'all are doing much better than 30 days.
We certainly want to exceed that, because there is a need for those records for the public as well as the department.
Yes, there absolutely is a need. There's no telling. There are so many needs. There are so many examples of where you might need such a record that it would just boggle the brain to document something that was alleged but not known for certain.
And so
in any case, I appreciate y'all guys doing your part, Bill. And so y'all have both of my phone numbers there on file. And if I don't hear from y'all maybe a few days or a week, I'll holler back. Thank you so much for being there.
Absolutely. We'll get on it, and we'll follow up as soon as we get some information for you.
All right. You have a good one, buddy. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Okay. Oops. Oops. Did I forget to turn that on? Okay.